Okay, the band's latest album, Clinic for Dolls, has been recently released in the States and worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
Yeah, well, when after the first album, I'm talking about the End of Life, we start doing some new songs for our next album. I'm talking right now about the Clinic for Dolls, so this is kind of concept album. Everything is connecting with each other. I mean, our lyrics, music, pictures. I mean, the photo session and video clip. It's like same thing. I told you before, this is a concept album, so we, after the first album, we want to try to do the better album, more heavy, more catchy, so this is the main goal for us, to do the really good album.
And how do you think that this album will set you guys apart or from other bands in the same genre?
I think we are different band from the other gut metal bands, especially the bands from Europe, because if you are named as a gothic band, it's always like this, that the female singer is singing like with the opera voice, so we try to break this this thing. And our singer, she's singing like with a natural voice, with a regular voice. So this is about Ansan. So we are different bands from the other bands. So if you really carefully check our music, you find this part what is different from the other bands who playing a gothic metal style.
And what made you consider playing this type of music, since your previous career has been with, you know, heavier bands?
I think we're still getting more experience trying to exist on the metal scene. New album is more heavy than the previous one. When I start writing the new songs, I try to do something better on the new album. We try to find our own music style. We were working really hard with the new songs, so this is the difference between the first album and the second one.
And how do you feel that not having a full-time band either is better or not good for Ansan?
Could you repeat your question, man?
Oh, that, do you think that not having a full-time band, it's better or bad for Ansan?
I think our music right now is better. It's more catchy. Still getting more experience. Last month we've been on our European tour with Tristania, so we're still growing up. We're still trying to get more experience, to be better musician, and doing something good for our band. I mean for the Ansan. And I think now our music is more professional and more heavy.
And what made you decide to leave Bader to pursue this band, since Bader is already established and everything?
I think when I've played with Vader so many years, I've been with those guys like 11 years. I didn't find the time for the other music projects. So I decide to leave Vader for Ansan, because when I start doing some things with Ansan, I was so busy with Vader because we were touring a lot. We were recording new albums, and I spent so much time on tour. And it's really hard to play. In the same time in both bands. So I decided to leave Vader and start doing my own career with Ansan. This is the reason why I choose Ansan and to leave Vader.
And what do you think are your goals for this band? Where do you want to take it, and how far do you want to go with it?
So we'll see, because we're just starting. We are on the beginning of our way. We're still a new band on the music scene, on the metal scene. We got just two albums. Our second album is released right now. And we want to play a good music. We want to do the next album with Ansan, and this is our priority for now. And I think Ansan is really different thing what I'm doing right now, because when I played with Vader, I played like the death metal music. So this is a really different style from the style what I'm playing right now.
And can you tell us a little bit more about why the band changed from Century Media from the last album to Mystic and this one?
I think in Europe, Century Media was a really good choice for us, especially if we had just one album. So the working with them was really good, but after the first album, we decided to change our label on in Europe on our Polish label called Mystic, and we were searching for some new a label in United States, and we find Eagle Rock, and I think those guys doing a really good job for our band. I've tried to talk with Century Media about our promotion in the United States, but they said you need to do something in Europe first, and United States will be like the next step for your band. So right now it's better, because our promotion in States is better. We're still talking with our label about some tour in States. I was in the States so many times with Vader, and I know this is really good market for Ansan, especially because we have a really good response from your country. So we want to do some tours in States really soon as possible.
Talking about response, how are you guys pleased with the press and actually the fan feedback for this album?
I think we had a really good messages from our fans from the United States. I saw some really nice reviews of our second album. I'm talking about The Clinic for Dolls. So we want to check this market for us. I mean, for Ansan, this is a really unknown area because we never been in the United States with Ansan. I told you before, I've been in the States with Vader so many times, but this is different band, a different style of music. And we need to check American market with Ansan very soon.
And how are your touring experiences? You just came off a tour with Ristania, and how is the band working out? I mean, in the live setting, since you have your session musicians.
I think this tour with Ristania was a really good tour for us. We spent on that tour like almost 3 weeks. We had like 15 shows in Europe, different countries, and I never thought that Tristania guys, they are really nice guys, and we are friends right now. So we had a good time with them, and it was a really good promotion for Ansan, especially because we didn't have to play in Europe before. It was our first European tour, and I told you before, we're just starting, we are the new band on the metal scene, and we're still promoting our band, and this is really cool when we have a chance to go with the band like Tristania on tour in Europe.
And like you mentioned, yeah, you guys are a new band, but we saw you guys a couple of years ago at Wave Gothic Treffen. How do you guys manage to get into such a prestigious festival with such a short career at the time?
I mean, we had last year like just a couple of festivals in Europe. I'm talking about the Summer Breeze, Wave Gothic Treffen, and the Female Voice Male Festival. It was a really good experience for us, because we didn't get a chance to play in Europe before. After the first album, we had like those kind of festivals in Europe. We've been on our Polish tour. We played like 7 shows there in Poland. And I think if you're touring, if you're playing live, this is always a good promotion for the band, and we want to spend the next year touring. It's really good promotion for the band anyway.
And just to kind of close it off, what do you think about all this new Polish metal that we've been getting with your current US label? Do you think that Poland is ready to take over now?
I think we got a really nice band this time in our country. I'm talking about the bands who playing death metal style. I'm talking about the Decapitated, Behemoth, and Vader. Those bands are really good. They still touring. They always touring. Vader, they've been on their American tour last month, and I think our scene, music scene, metal scene is really strong right now. But I don't know so many bands who playing like us in our style. I mean the gothic metal bands in Poland. So it's really hard to talk about the gothic metal Polish bands. I know the band from Warsaw. This is a band called Riverside, but this is like progressive music. This is really different stuff. But I really like the band. So anyway, we have a really good scene in Poland right now.
Okay, just to close it off, is there anything else that you want to add for the North American audience that's going to be listening to this interview?
I think you guys need to check our new album. I'm talking about the Clinic for Dolls. It's really, really nice music, and I hope you're going to like it, this album. So check our MySpace page. You're going to find there some songs from our new album, and see you on tour in US.
Okay.